Beautiful people, welcome to another podcast. I really appreciate your support and you listening and you taking time out to listen. Normally the podcasts are not more than 10 minutes, and if they are, it's just, you know, not too long. But I hope, you know, they empower you, they help you. It doesn't matter how long you listen to this podcast, whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, as long as you've got to a point whereby you have had a message that can empower you, that's more than beautiful. Anyway, on today's particular podcast, I'm going to be talking about when he is not ready for a relationship and you think that he will change. Okay. This is something that is very common that I kind of see, that I may have experienced when I was younger and I thought it was normal. When you start talking to someone, when you start dating someone, when you start being in a situation with this person and he says to you, you know what, let's wait, we're rushing it. I'm not sure if I want to be in a relationship as of now, but we can see where things go. If those are the words that he says to you, I'm just going to make it plain and blank to you and say you need to run away. But the funny thing is that most of us don't run away. We wait around hoping that he'll change his mind. We wait around hoping that, you know, for some reason he will be ready, you know. So we put ourselves there in position, waiting for when they get ready, you know, doing things to show them that, you know what, you can be ready now. You position yourself in a way that you want them to see you and understand that you're worth them being with you. You know, you dedicate all that time and all that effort, you know, sitting around and waiting. And the dangerous thing about that, when they say they don't want to be in a relationship now, sometimes it means you. Sometimes it means I do not want to be in a relationship with you. That is why you find that, you know, 3 months later, 4 months later, they are talking to another girl and they want to settle with this girl and be in a relationship with them. You ask yourself a question, why? You told me you're not ready. You told me all this and that, and I waited around and I, you know, I put myself in a situation whereby I was waiting for you. You know, I took my time to do all this kind of thing, waiting for you. Then you realize the thing wasn't not being in a relationship now. The thing was being in a relationship with you. Because let me tell you something, if someone wants to be in a relationship with you, they will not make you wait around. They will not make you sort of doubt yourself, you know, do so many things in order to fit in. No, they will straight away find a way to make the situation better, to confirm it to you, you know, to settle with you, to be with you without causing any doubts or making you work so hard to be with them. You know, putting in all that effort in order to be with them. So if that is your kind of situation, you need to do these two things. Number one, you need to make it clear and say, look, I know you're not ready now, but I'm not going to wait around for you because I have got other people. I've got other things, you know, that I can be concentrating on. And I have other potential people that probably I can give time, I can give an effort, and I can give a chance. The second part of it is that you're just going to just keep quiet and walk away. If that's your style of doing things, then you can go ahead and do that. But all in all, you shouldn't wait around. You shouldn't sit around and wait. Oh, you know what? He's going to change his mind, because he will never change his mind. Trust me. I'm telling you this. He will not change his mind. A quick one, guys. Many of you know that I'm all about health and taking care of your body. But there is something I have always struggled with, and it's being able to focus fully. I have tried so many energy drinks, but they make me feel jittery. And as a creator, my focus is so important. So I found this shot by Magic Minds that has improved my mornings. You know, I love a good morning boost. Has improved my mental energy and I feel less stressed. It has made me feel more focused and more creative. That's the aim. I love it because it has got matcha, which helps with the slow release of caffeine, packed with adaptogens and NeuroPix, which provide incredible focus without the stress spike you get from caffeinated drinks. All the good stuff in one bottle. And guess what? I have got a limited discount code, which is AKAO20, ACAO20, which gives you 56% off your first subscription and 20% off for the one-time purchase if you just want to try it without the commitment. I'm going to leave it down in the description as you listen to this podcast. Check it out. Check out Magic Minds. Get yourself that drink. And trust me, your focus is going to improve. You're going to feel like me, full of energy and feeling more focused. That is why I say to you, when he says he's not ready for a relationship, that is one of the red flags that you should never ignore. That is one of the red flags that you never sit around and say, you know what, the situation is going to change, because you're worth everything. You know, if you are ready and they are not ready, the worst thing is pushing this person to be in a relationship with you. Because if you push them to be with you and, for example, they say, okay, let's just do it, you know, you are just going to pick up anything. You're just going to settle for anything. You're just going to, you know, sit down with anything they give you, because you wanted so bad to be with this person and they've already told you so bad how they do not want to be with you, and you're forcing it to work. You're trying to make it work, and what happens is that you find yourself putting in so much effort, you find yourself putting in so much work, you find yourself that you're the one fighting for the relationship, you're the one who is pushing so much for the relationship, and they are doing the bare minimal. They are just doing whatever they want to do, and you have fights, you have conflicts, and they keep telling you, I told you I don't want to be in this, but I keep on trying. And it becomes a toxic relationship. It becomes very toxic that you keep going back and forth, back and forth. You know what? Re-explaining yourself, trying to make them understand you, trying to put the relationship together, trying to put all the work in, you feel drained. You feel like you're not being loved, but you feel like you're working. And there is no relationship that you should be in that makes you feel like you're working for that relationship to stand. You're working for that relationship to function. You're working for that relationship to even that person to love you. No, it should never be like that. And you should never settle for that, because you are worth more than that. It is so much better for you to be with someone that feels like they are ready to be with you, that feels like they are ready to put in as much work as you're putting in, they're ready to put in as much effort as you want to put in, so that it feels like an equal, you know, situation of we both want this, we both want to make it work, and we're both here with the right intention, you know, for something good to come out, you know, in the future, whatever, you know, you guys want that relationship to come out of. You know, it's so dangerous when you try as much as you can to make someone see your worth, to make someone understand who you are as a person. It is a very dangerous thing, because you should never explain your worth to anybody. You should never make anybody see your worth. You should never make anybody understand what you're worth. You should never be in a position whereby you should tell someone how much value you have. You have value regardless of anything, regardless of whatever. The fact that you're born, you're created, you're on this earth, you're walking, you're moving, you have value. There is value for you. That's why you're still alive. I'm not saying people who are gone don't have value, but I'm trying to say to you, you have so much value. You have so much potential in yourself, you know, that relationship with that person that is making you sit around, look around, wait around, is not worth your time. Like, think about it. You are in your adult age. You are, I'm thinking, yeah, everyone who's listening to this podcast is about 18 and above. But you are in the adult age. You're in that stage in your life whereby you do not have time to waste around. Okay, you know, when I was a bit, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23, I thought I had a lot of time so I could go around, you know, with different people, relationships, all that kind of thing. But as you get older, you get responsibilities. You start having a job, your time becomes limited. You start having things like responsibilities. You want to move out, you want to stay on your own, you want to be independent. So your time is very occupied with those things that matter to you, that when a relationship comes in that is very wrong, it can put you off, you know, your trail. It can put you off, you know, the line that you were moving on. So that's why I say that the more you get older, the more time is limited, and the more time you have to spend with people that are not worth your time. Because any time you spend with someone that is not adding any value to you, that is not building you, is just going to put you a step back. And we are not talking about step backs. We are talking about step ups, you know, in our lives. So value your time. Every time you give to this person, value it. If he says he does not want a relationship now, don't beg him. Don't try to make him understand. Don't do anything. Just let him be. You move on and do your stuff. He moves on and does his stuff. When he feels like he's ready and he comes back, girl, you may even have realized that that person was not even for you, and that person was not meant to be with you, and you have understood your value, and you have found someone else, you know. Don't wait around for them until they are ready. You know, what about you? You're growing as a person. Your feelings and your, you know, people around you are also coming in and out. So don't waste an opportunity, you know, holding on to that person. Because the one thing that can be also not a good thing is that when you wait around for this person until they are ready, you are caging yourself in a way that whoever comes to you that is a potential person, that is the right person, you're blocking them away, you're repelling them, you know, because you're keeping yourself away for this person that we don't even know if they'll ever be ready. We don't even know where they'll come to a point whereby they will be ready for you, you know. in any situation. Girl, you have the potential to do as much as you can, the potential to be the best that you can and the best version of yourself. And nobody, nothing should ever make you feel like you should wait around for them. You were not born, you were not created to wait around for a man or to wait around for a woman, you know, until they are ready to see you, to be with you and see what kind of beauty you are inside and out, because you have that already. And someone else out there that you're ignoring, that you're not listening to, that you kind of think that, oh, this person is not worth it, is ugly, this and that, all those kind of things you create in your mind. Trust me, he could be the one. That could be the person, you know. Leave this other person that is telling you to wait around, telling you that he's not ready. He has told you a million times how he does not want to be with you, and listen to it, okay? Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. And please do check out Magic Mind for, you know, those shorts. They're amazing, honestly. If you follow me and you know me, I cannot tell you or talk to you about something that I know does not have any value to your health and will not help you as a person, because I'm big on health. I'm big on holistic healing. I'm big on, you know, finding an alternative to the best way that you can with, you know, things that are, you have access to every single day. So check out Magic Mike. It's got matcha in it, which is really, really good. Matcha is the buzz now. That green juice that you see everybody holding, that's normally matcha or a green smoothie, to be fair with you. And this particular matcha is very good because it helps you focus. It gives you energy. It gives you all those kind of things. It's got adaptogens. It's got neuropics. Those are different versions of mushrooms that are really, really helpful for your body to focus and feel more energetic. If you're struggling with low energy levels, you feel tired all the time, you feel low all the time, trust me, try out Magic Mind Shots. You get 56% off, you know, it's limited for 14 days. That code is in the description. And you have to use AKAO20 to get 56% off. Try them. Let me know. And honestly, you will not be disappointed. Anyway, I'll end this podcast here. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.